Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Toon Review for tonight's Liverpool preview, which, of course, is coming up on Monday evening. It's with me and Billy. It's live. We'll be with you very shortly. Good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Toon Review with myself, Paul, and Billy, of course, for the preview for Liverpool versus Newcastle United on Monday night. It is going to be a very difficult game for Newcastle United, but you just never know with Newcastle, do you? I'm suffering a little bit today, guys. I had an argument with the car door yesterday, and my eye is extremely sore, and Billy's not too great. A bit of man flu kicking in with both of us, I think, Billy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, went to bed last night at 6 o'clock. Got up at stupid o'clock this morning. Wide awake. Got 3:30 in the morning. My body clock's all over the shop. I don't feel great, but I'm looking forward to this, though.
Yeah, and of course, Storm Heck now upon us, Billy. Blowing a gale and swirling rain up here. I don't know what it's like down in Cov, but it's not pleasant up here. So strapping down the bins and everything for the night again. Having said that, I'm looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to seeing Newcastle on Monday. Maybe a different Eddie Howe lineup. Of course, we know that he's threatened changes. Whether he goes ahead with them, of course, that is a different kettle of fish. But I'm expecting a response, Billy. We've had a good week's rest and a good week's training. So, you know, that's what Eddie's been complaining about lately, the lack of training. He's had a good time with the lads now, and now it's time to go again.
I suspect the week's training would have done them the world of good. The week without a game at all, you know, time to recuperate, replenish the energy levels, work on a few things in training also, and go to Liverpool with a positive frame of mind, actually. There's been blueprints at Anfield recently, Manchester United for one, on how you can kind of, and they've just equalised the twats. Anfield.
Great timing, Billy.
Marcus Rashford, yeah. Manchester United for one, so maybe you'll take a leaf out of Mr. Ten Hag's book and, you know, go there and try and hit them on the counter and play counter-attack football, which we've been doing all season anyway, away from home. So it won't be too much of a change, will it?
You know what it is? It's just like Newcastle or Billy to go down there and, of course, you know, put on a performance. And there's no reason we can't, you know. And I know our form's been poor lately, but we've got to go into the Liverpool game with a bit of positivity. We know we can take them on when we're at our best. You know, some players, of course, we know aren't in form at the minute. But if he does make the right changes in the right areas, there's no reason we can go down there and give them a game. What I don't want to see is us go and park the bus again, Billy, because we're not a good team when we do that.
I suggest you might see that. I think that's really how we're going to play. Yeah. We did it all season long. We've seen Man United go there and play low block and try and hit on the counter. And I think that's what we'll do. I think exactly that's what we'll do. I'll be amazed if it did anything different. So I think if we go at them openly, lobbed against Forest at home, we'll get cut apart, you know, with no natural six in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's going to try and go for a point. And if he can snatch a win, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I do worry us playing that way. I really do. I don't think we've got players in that side who don't want to play like that. You know, if you look at the guys who we will, you know, we will probably have in midfield, for instance, Bruno, Joe Linton, they don't want to play that kind of game. They want to be on the front foot. They want to be attacking players. But, you know, people have been suggesting the last couple of days, is he going to make a formation change? I'm not sure. The Rough Yard Benissian says, I don't think Eddie would go this radical 3-5-2, but would be interesting with Isak playing just behind Wilson. So he's going with Karius, Botman, Cher, Trippier, Livramento, Joe Linton, Bruno, Miley, Gordon, Wilson, Isak. I mean, look, it is a very, very interesting formation, but that would mean that you're playing. Well, who's your three at the back there?
Yeah,
Botman, Cher,
Trippier, I guess.
Trippier. It would be a risk playing Gordon as a left wing back for me. I mean, I know he does come back, he does help out a lot, but I think his main goal will be to attack, and I'm pretty sure that he wants to be the man on Monday, Billy, because of obviously his Everton connections. He's going to get a rough load of garbage from the Liverpool fans. And I just think he's better off playing as a forward when he's all fired up like he's going to be on Monday.
100%. I mean, the pace, I hope he's regained his pace. He seems to have lost lately because of the fatigue and the amount of games we've played, yeah, and the injuries to add as well. Mm. We'll hope he'll be at full fitness and going at full steam, because Alexander-Arnold is gettable. You can get him.
Absolutely, yeah.
And of course, he'll be in the side also to help defend if needs be. But, you know, I think he could be our main focal point attacking, actually, you know, on the left side with his pace.
Yeah.
Keep Alexander-Arnold push back, and then it kind of negates one of their major attacking threats, in my opinion.
Mm. The arguments have been, you know, on Face the Lads last night. We were discussing the goalkeeper, you know, who goes in at left back, who starts up front on the right hand side, who starts in the middle. For me, Billy, I'd love to see Isak left, Gordon right, and Wilson through the middle at Anfield. I think that would send a message, a strong message, that we are going to try and win the game.
It's also suicidal against Salah and Alexander Arnold, because Isak doesn't track back.
Well, I mean, we've got to do something, though, haven't we? We can't play the same 11 again. I mean, it's just
I mean, Livermento's got to come in. That's for certain.
Yeah.
That's for certain. He's got to come in at left back.
Do you think he will, though? I mean, look, he's threatened changes. He's got to put into action, you know, these threats, because clearly Dan Byrne wasn't at the races. And again, I think Livermento was a far better footballer. I'd rather have him in against Liverpool. Miggy's bang out of form. But who does he put there? Who's it 2-1 to?
Nottingham Forest.
Morgan, yes! Gibbs-White. Chris Wood?
Morgan Gibbs-White.
Wow. Get in. Goldbridge will be having a heart attack. Is it still the first half, that one?
No, it's about 82nd minutes. So it's about 58 minutes to go.
Oh, get in. Shakuro, any relation to Shakira? Dreading this one. Lewis has played Joe Linton on the left of the three to track back against Salah if you play Isak on the left.
He's not going to be changing formations. You know, he's probably under a little bit of pressure. There's no way he's going to go to Anfield and change formation, something he hasn't used hardly before.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Sorry?
It's the same goal. I thought I got a third then, but it's the same goal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a replay.
Wouldn't mind Morgan Gibbs-White at the tune. Yeah, we spoke very highly of him on here. Very, very highly.
Great goal, by the way. Great goal.
Yeah. Baz Down Under says Eddie loves his back four of last year. Yes, he does.
And you might not know, after what happened on Monday.
Well, Tuesday. I mean, how would you feel, Billy, if that team comes out at 7 o'clock on Monday night and it's the same old?
Yeah, I'll be a bit disappointed. But then again, you've got to remember last year at Anfield, where we should have won the game. The back four was Trippier, Lascelles, Byrne and Target. So, you know, we defended well last season. But I'd expect Livermento to come in. He's done nothing wrong to deserve to be kind of left out. So he should be in a left back for certain. Yeah. I don't think there are many more changes, mind. I've got to say.
He can't play Miggy, surely, Billy.
I think
surely
he will.
Can't play Miggy.
I think he will. With a week's rest inside him, I'd be amazed if he didn't.
I mean, it boils down to picking his... If Miggy plays, then I'm sorry, it's picking his favourites again, because Miggy's done nothing. Nothing to deserve a start. As, you know, look... He's got options with Livermento, because he's got options to play Byrne at left back and Livermento on the right, you know, for crosses into the box. But he's got... I mean, this is the first time, Billy, that we've gone into a game where he's got real options now to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, middle of the park, if Joe Linton's fully fit, You know, he's got options there. The one where he hasn't got the options is on the right hand side of the front three, which, you know, I think that's why Miggy will play. I think he'll go with it, but I think we'll go with him. Although I'd rather see him not, but.
I mean, a few people did mention last night as well, Billy, you know, Lewis Hall coming in. He could go left back and put Livermento on the right. But I'm not sure about Lewis Hall coming into the game of this magnitude when Eddie's still not 100% sure that he's quite ready for this kind of thing yet. But
no. He played him in Dortmund, didn't he? But then again, he whipped him off straight away, which is, I felt, unfair, because I think the yellow card he got was unfair. And he looked a lot better.
Absolutely. Ollie says, let's see if we play any better with actual proper training sessions rather than just recovery. Spike says, if he plays the same team, we will lose. David says, I would drop Byrne, Trips and Miggy. I mean, Trippier, listen, I think we need Trippier in a game like this. I think we need his experience. I know he hasn't been in the greatest of form recently, but, he's starting to get... what I liked about Trippier the other day is he came out and he hammered himself. He admitted that he'd been poor and give himself a good kick up the arse. Now, I think, Billy, we need a player like Kieran Trippier on Monday night, a level head, you know, somebody who's been there, done it, the experience, and a game of this magnitude may get Trippier firing all cylinders again.
Yeah, it's a chance to prove his point, I guess, you know, that... especially with Alexander-Arnold being on the pitch, that, you know, international-wise and things like that, that he still deserves to be in that squad, because on his form of the past 3 or 4 weeks, he doesn't, does he? But that's nothing for Gareth Southgate. You know, he came on and played for a year, he'd still be getting the squad, but still, he hasn't been playing well. He's our captain, because Lascelles will be out, so, you know, there's no chance if he gets kind of rested or put on the bench. Absolutely no chance whatsoever.
I mean, is it going to be Botman and Cher again, Billy?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, look, I have no problem with them two playing, but Fabian Scher has to turn up for me, Billy, because he Saturday, you know, just the last couple of games we've seen, he's gone back to his lazy self again, and I don't like seeing that.
It wasn't just a case of being lazy; it was the attitude as well. He was petulant. He was, you know, he was poor. His performance was poor, and nowhere to be seen for two of the goals. Yeah, his improvement's got to be made by him. But I think with a week's rest in his legs, I think, and we've got to remember he's 32 now. Played virtually every game this season, hasn't he? Apart from when he had a little knock.
Yeah.
I think the week's rest will do him the world of good. And I think he'll be back to full fitness and top form again, hopefully on Monday.
Yeah. Well, let's have a look at the predicted lineups, Billy, because this is what interests me. I'll just try and make that a little bit bigger so people can see the predicted lineup. How's that?
Bit more, come a bit more.
Bit more. How's that? Yeah, that'll do. Because we know who the goalkeeper is going to be for Newcastle. I can shake it over a little bit, I guess. No, it's not letting me do. Ooh, don't know what it was doing there. I'll just make. I mean, look, we know that Nick Pope's going to be in goal. So I mean, Nick Pope, Dubravka.
Oh, we wish.
Yeah, we do wish. But there is the predicted lineups, guys. I mean, you know, you've got Endo for me. We can get it Endo, Billy. I don't think I really do think we can get it Endo. I'm not that convinced by him. Curtis Jones, if he plays, I mean, it's the front three, isn't it, that make Liverpool what they are?
Absolutely. Yeah. Specifically, the right hand side of that was Salah. Nunes is hit and miss, but he's been hit against us, which unfortunately for us was, you know, one of his best performances for them, even though he came on as a sub. Jones, a good player. I like Jones. I really do like Jones. I think he's an excellent player. But as long as he doesn't get Tom on the ball, I think we'll be okay with him. Endo, like you say, he's like the anchor man, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Shabazz lies fantastic most of the time, but he's also, you know, on his days, he can be awful. So but it's that back forth that we can get out. I think we can certainly get out of Alexander-Arnold with Gordon. And Joe Gomez, although I'm a big fan of Joe Gomez as a centre-half and at right-back, but left-back, I'm not so sure. He's definitely a fit-in, makeshift left-back. And I think Almon can get him also if he's playing.
Now, obviously, Newcastle's predicted lineup is exactly what you'd expect, Billy, from the media. They're going with is tried and trusted. I just think if we line up like that, Billy, we get beat. I really do. I don't have any confidence at the minute in certain players on that pitch. Sean Longstaff is bang out of form as well. You know, I'd rather have Miley in at the minute. And this is a big question that Eddie has to answer on Monday. You know, is Sean Longstaff, you know, going to be dropped because he hasn't done it the last couple of games? And Miley has. So I'd be extremely disappointed if Miley's out the team.
Miley didn't deserve to be out of the team, but he's got to protect him. He's 17. You know, you can't play. You can't keep playing him week in, week out. 17 years of age could ruin him. I personally would be playing Longstaff. I think with a week's rest in his legs, his energy levels, as I've said before, the best part of his game, will need his energy in the middle of the park. I think that if Miley plays, I think they'll try to get him, but it probably won't work because, I mean, he's a fantastic player, but he's had too many minutes in his legs the past few weeks. He really has. So Longstaff, definitely in for me. With his energy, his work rate, could be a massive fillip for us.
But the thing is, Billy, you know, and I understand where you're coming from 100%, but this is what we're talking about. We're looking at that lineup and then we're saying, yeah, play him. But this team hasn't been good enough. And this team lost to Nottingham Forest.
Well, it wasn't that team, was it? Because, I mean, Miley was in Longstaff's playing the side.
Well, Miley, yeah.
But, I mean, Longstaff's stats, his whole game is his energy. And if he hasn't got it, then he's no point picking him.
Well, he hasn't had it for... I mean, he was terrible against Luton, wasn't he? He was terrible against Forest. I do worry about that side. I just think it needs a little bit of a refresh, Billy. And that's what I mean by making the changes. You know, just have a little bit of a refresh. And then we go from there. Now, Liverpool injuries at the minute. Obviously, Robertson's out and Tsimikas is out, Billy. So both their left backs are injured, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the predicted lineup's got Joe Gomez at left back. I would think that is an opportunity for us to go at Liverpool, Billy.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I'm a fan of Joe Gomez. I think he's an excellent centre-half. I think he plays really well at right back when he plays there.
Yeah.
But left back, I'm not sure about that. Mm. I think we can get him. So, yeah, I think... Would you be putting a full back on that wing to go at him? No, I wouldn't be. Mm. I'd be going in with... Said that. I mean, he's right-footed, so...
I know he doesn't do it, Billy, but again, we can ask the question, put Gordon on the right to go against Joe Gomez. You know, swap Miggy over, put him on the left, see if it makes any difference. Just try something.
Well, even in game, if you do it in game, you can do it, can't you? But, I mean, he's reluctant to do that unless we're behind, which is the pain in the arse of all of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's kind of changed things while you're still a level or ahead, just trying to keep them guessing. That doesn't seem to happen unless we're behind. So,
yeah. Now, as it currently stands in the old Premier League, I'll try and bring this up, Billy, so everybody can see how the table looks at the minute. It may be a bit small. I do apologise, but we're ninth, Billy, on 29 points. We're a long way off where we want to be. Obviously, this is quite a big game because we don't want to get too far adrift. I mean, I know people are saying, oh, the Champions League, we've got no chance, or Europe, let's just try and, solidify maybe in the top 10 this season and go again next. But, you know, the players and Eddie won't be thinking like that. So, you know, it's important to try and get something here, isn't it? Because you look at Liverpool, they've only lost one game all season. 12 wins, 6 draws, and they're absolutely flying.
Yeah.
So, they'll be wanting to, you know, extend again. They could go to 45 points, which is 5 points clear of Man City. They'll want to keep that gap away from City because they know what kind of second half to the season that they normally have. But we are starting to languish. And you look at the teams below us, you know, Chelsea, Wolves, a point behind us, you know, 4 points to Bournemouth. So we're starting to look behind us rather than in front at the minute.
They're all gathering, aren't they? The Wolves behind us. Yep. We don't need to be looking behind us. Like you say, we need to be looking ahead of us. I think it's a good kind of game for us beginning because no one expects us to win.
Yep.
We're the underdogs, no doubt about it. But with a solid performance and with a good attacking performance, like when we used at Anfield last year, where we just went out of steam right at the very end there. And the one at home this year, actually, because, I mean, we were better side against them this year and ended up not winning the game. But if we produce that kind of performance against them, and hopefully the luck goes with us this time, there's no reason why we can't go there and get a win. Absolutely not.
And that's the thing, though, isn't it, Billy? When we go into games as underdogs, that's when we tend to perform better. Mm-hmm. And this is it's a huge test for us, But I've just seen a comment there as well saying about, you know, we've had a week's rest. There's no, you know, for me, nobody can talk about fatigue anymore, you know, because we've had that rest now. And fatigue is out the window. We now need to see a full-flown Newcastle United, which is why I don't want to see us park the bus, Billy. I mean, I'll be astounded if he does. I really will, because that will just annoy the fans that if we sit back, and we know that Liverpool, so many teams have gone to Anfield and parked the bus. Manchester United did it a couple of weeks ago and did it successfully, and they got a point from the game.
Yeah,
but you feel if we try and park the bus and that's our main tactic and Liverpool score, it could be all out the window in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Well, then you've got to change, haven't you? You've got to change your mindset. But I mean, it's not a case of putting 11 men behind the ball, obviously, but certainly have two backs of four and then have your other player ready for the spring.
Because I don't think Isak plays that position very well, Billy. You know, the lone man, because he needs... You know, and that, to be honest, Callum's hold-up play hasn't been great of late either. So, you know, we're asking one of those to do a job that, you know, one's not very good at and the other's not in form. So it's a tough decision.
And when we've seen Isak do it, though, he hasn't been fully fit. I mean, PSG away was a point in question, you know, where he couldn't move, let anything else. I think, but I don't know. I just don't see any way we can win the game apart from if we try and soak up, hit him on the break. Sporadically attack, you know, but don't go too gung-ho for it.
I think that's
the way of doing it. The Man United performance, I mean, they were, you know, they never looked like scoring, really, Liverpool. They had plenty of chances, but never looked like scoring. Man United restricted them to kind of shots from outside the box. And, you know, that's the kind of way I think we go. And I think if you also play with a low block defence, it also helps Dubravka, because with a high block, you know, with a higher line, he gets caught out because he didn't come off his line.
Yeah, a goalkeeper is a position that we're all worried about right now, to be honest, apart from maybe Derek, who says that, you know, Dubes isn't a worry, but, you know, he is to me. Tom says the season is about to unravel badly. Players we could have signed are outstanding every week. Can't hide behind FFP nonsense. Hall will cost more than Pedro and the same kudos. Look, Tom, if the season's going to unravel, then the end of the season is the time to talk about that. You know, we can look back on a season review and point out during the season where we thought it all started to unravel and where mistakes were made. But right now, we're kind of in that middle, Billy, when we've just had the table up there. You know, the season can either unravel or it can pick momentum up again. And, you know, with a fully fit team, you know, knowing how we can play, knowing that we can take on the best, then maybe, you know, the second half of the season can still offer us something rather than the season unraveling, because I know we played above our expectations last season, and a lot of people are saying, the players are showing the true colours this year. They're not as good as what we thought they were. This is a chance for the players to shut everybody up and say, yes, we are as good as we've been. We've just gone through a rough patch, and we're determined to get back up to the right end of the table where we belong.
Without a doubt. It's people are questioning how they've been playing this season, and rightly so. But I mean, a lot of that is down to the amount of games they've played, the injuries, poor squad management, in my opinion. But Monday's a big chance. You know, obviously the press and the critics and everyone else has been on the case also. Monday's a big chance for them to kind of shut them all up and say, we ain't gone anywhere yet. You know, still a long time to go in this season. We'll still fight for this Champions League spot.
Yeah.
And if they can get a win at Liverpool, who's to say we won't get it?
This and that says, with our form, we have zero chance. We play well against Liverpool and still don't win. We have done in the past. And that is, I would class Liverpool as one of our bogey sides, Billy, simply because we never seem to have any luck against them. You know, we played really well at St. James's Park earlier in the season against the 10 men. We didn't take our chances. We ended up losing the game incredibly in the last couple of minutes. I mean, you know, I was at that game and, you know, Nunes, I mean, there were two brilliant strikes from him. You have to say they were brilliantly put away. But we had a, you know, blame ourselves for that downfall. We should have put that game to bed. You look at games against Liverpool in the past, Billy, and we've done really well at Anfield. You know, you look at the offside incident with Isak. We should have won that game. You know, I thought a couple of years back we started very well. Jamal Lewis then picks up a hamstring injury, and that sort of changed the game for me, because Lewis, we set up right for that game. and Lewis was bombing down the left-hand side, causing all sorts of trouble. We then concede a goal when Shea's down with a head injury. The whole Mike Dean situation that game.
Late penalty turned down as well when Alexander Arnold slid through Fraser. Yep.
Absolutely. So, you know, you look at the 4-3s back in the day. Now, what I've actually done, Billy, is I've put a collage together here. It's a couple of minutes long, just with some a little video of photos from past games, just to get you in the mood for the game, guys. So it's just to, you know, look back and at some of the good times and some of the bad times we've had against Liverpool. It's just over 2 minutes long. So sit back and enjoy. And hopefully this will get you in the mood for the big game on Monday. Some interesting look back, Billy, at some of the photos there. And by the way, Ryan, that was my editing, matey. I did that myself. So for once, it wasn't the graphics guys. I did that myself. So I hope you like that and a little insight into the past. You know, when you look back at that, Billy, and you see some of the photos and you see some of the old players there, one player stood out there in the photos that I kind of wish we had during this injury crisis. And this is going to shock a lot of people. Looney Tunes says, what was that all about? It's about the fixture, mate. Prepare. Jesus Christ. There's always somebody who moans about something. One player there, Billy. It wasn't Hayden Ollie. It was actually Mo Diame, Billy.
I was going to say Diame.
You know, I know he had his bad times at Newcastle, but he did improve while he was at the club. There's no doubt about that. And he wasn't afraid to get stuck in. And during this injury crisis, I would have loved to have had Mo Diame in that midfield. Strange as that sounds.
Do you know what it brought back to me is the amount of times I've scored last-minute late fucking goals against us.
Yeah.
How many times? Both the 4-3s, the home game this year, the away game last year. There's more as well. I remember Michael Owen scoring really late when we had to go to Anfield to win to qualify the Champions League ahead of them, and they equalised, didn't they, with Michael Owen after Sheldon scored way back in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
you know, they've just got this bit of a hoodoo over them. I don't think we ever won in the Premier League. I think we wouldn't have in the what was
28 years it's been, Billy.
The League Cup, I think it is. I think it was the League Cup when Steve Watson scored.
Steve Watson scored, yeah. But it's been 28 years, Billy. 28 long, painful years.
That was a Steve Watson game, yeah. Yeah. Brilliant goal as well.
Look, I'll let you off Looney Tune. I'll let you off, matey. I just think when you look back at that and you see the likes of, you know, Collymore celebrating in that 4-3, I mean, God, I'll never forget that night. I was in front of the TV watching the game with my dad. It was so painful putting my head down. And you remember Keegan just bowing his head behind the advertising boards. And it's just about time that we went there and we got something. And I'm seeing so many people in the chat saying, oh, we're going to get walloped. And I kind of like that, Billy, because, you know, when people write us off, including our own fans, that's when we're at our best. We respond to that. You know, and we've done that so many times when we've done commentary, Billy, and we've looked at the starting line and thought, oh, my God. And then, you know, you looked, it happened at Old Trafford a couple of weeks ago in the Carabao Cup. You know, we looked at that team lineup and thought, well, we're just there to compete here. And we end up destroying them. So Liverpool don't turn up every game. And I think we can match Liverpool man for man when we've got a fully fit team. I may be barking mad, but look, I get accused of being negative, Billy, but I'm sorry. I'm can't wait for this game. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, they're missing some players, aren't they? I mean,
yeah.
No McAllister, no left back. I mean, Klopp brought his second left back down, didn't he, the other day?
Mm-hmm.
And broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
There's players missing. Okay, Kanate's back in because Endo played centre half in one of the games over the Christmas period. Yeah, I think they can be good. I don't see no reason why we can't go there and win. I think the week's rest would have done us the world a good. Okay, confidence might be a little bit low, but they'll be keen to prove a point. And you know, the last quarter performance haven't been good enough. Let's go back and sort it out. Let's go back there and you know, have a go at them.
Yeah,
I mean, don't say McAllister's back. There's no way he's going to put him in the side after being.
I don't think he'll start. No, but good evening, Doug. We were going to get you on, but I saw you were on another one earlier on, and with the new Ben and everything, I didn't want you to think that we wouldn't want you to come on. I just know that you're tied up with a little baby at the minute, matey, and I didn't want you to, think we were being cheeky asking you to do two in one day when you've got a little Ben there. So we might get you on for the review, and hopefully we're, you know, giving you a bit of jip. but I'll be in touch, matey. I'll be in touch. 12th man tuned. Thanks for your super chat. He says, I wish you'd stop being negative, Paul. I mean, look, people call me barking mad because I'm positive about the game. But I think, the way you're talking as well, Billy, there is a little bit of positivity there. We're certainly not sitting here thinking we're going to go into the game and get hammered. I want to see us compete. And because we've had that little time off, he's got them back on the training pitch. I think there's an opportunity here to see a Newcastle side that we haven't seen over the December period.
Yeah, it's that week's rest, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, chance for players to get fully fit, rested, ready to go for the new year. And I think that might do us the world of good, I really do.
Yeah. By the way, Nottingham Forest have beaten Manchester United. Are we... hang on a minute. Do we still have a sound effect for Manchester United? No, we don't. I was going to put the kids laughing, but I don't have that sound effect at the moment, unfortunately. Dylan, I did see that you'd been in hospital, mate, with a broken arm. That's not nice. I thought I was going to have to go yesterday because my eye socket is sore, shall we say, and my glasses are actually hiding the bruise, which is good. But if it gets any worse, I'll be doing the watch along with a black eye and a patch tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow. What am I talking about? It's Monday, of course. Liverpool are guaranteed to score, says David, against us in stoppage time. So we need to be at least one goal in front before the 90th minute to secure a draw based on statistical facts.
Well, that's not true because last year we were one each, weren't we, going into the last...
Yeah, and he added about
8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes on. I expect the match to last around. If it's 1-1 going into the final few minutes, I expect around 10 minutes of injury time, Billy, even with, you know, only a couple of substitutes. Doug says, don't worry about it, matey. I'll look forward to it. Happy New Year when it comes, lads. And to you, matey. I only think Salah would walk into our team. The others are maybe. Oh, I don't know. Listen, I'm a big fan of McAllister, a really, really big fan of McAllister. I think he's a fabulous player. I'm still not sure that Liverpool was the right move for him, Billy. I don't know. I'm still...
He's been injured, hasn't he?
He has shown
signs of kind of getting some of that Brighton form back, but then he got injured. So I think it'll work out for him. I think they're a good bet for the champion for the Premiership this year. I mean, whoever said only Salah getting outside, of course... You know, Alisson would straight be now goal, wouldn't he? Let's be honest.
Hey, look, the back four, I agree.
I think I'd have Van Dijk in.
What, ahead of Sharon Botman?
No, I'd have him ahead of Sharon, yeah.
Really? Interesting. I love, people know I love Fabian Sharon, but he's not playing well lately. I gather that. But you look at, I'm a big fan of Diaz. I think Nunes, you know, despite the fact he gets a load of hammer for missing easy chances, I still think he's going to come good at Liverpool and be a fantastic striker for them. Jota's coming back and coming back into form as well. And we're talking about needing a striker. You know, I wouldn't mind us trying to go for Jota. I mean, I don't know about you, Billy, but I just think that their front line is scary. It has been for a number of years, obviously.
It is. I mean, it's always scary. Like you say, when Mane was there, it was scary. Firmino, you know, players that have kind of gone. But yeah, I mean, Alisson, Edison, they're the better goalies in the Premier League by country mile.
Yeah, absolutely. I am serious as I agree, Paul. We are far better than we have shown over the last couple of months. We can give Liverpool a tough time if we exploit their fullbacks. I agree with that as well, Billy, because, you know, we haven't played well, and that's, you know, Liverpool will know that we've been knocked out of cup competitions. We've had a stink in December, if we're openly honest, and Liverpool won't know what Newcastle United is going to turn up here, because, you know, Jurgen Klopp he'll probably say to his Liverpool players, let's get at them. Newcastle tire very easily. Let's get a few goals and bury them. I assume that Liverpool will go into a game at Anfield thinking that about any team anyway. But he would have said that about Manchester United. And look, that didn't turn out great for Klopp. I honestly think that if we can just turn up and play it to our strengths, we can give them a game. Whether we come out on the right side of a result or not, I just want to see us not down tools, because that's what I've seen against Luton and Forest, Billy. And we've never said that under Eddie Howe, that the players have just down tools and just can't find a way through and they give up.
It's a completely different scenario, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we expected to go to Luton and win. We expected to beat Forest. You know, maybe a bit of overconfidence, bit of not having to put it all in to win the game. I don't know. It wasn't good enough either way. Liverpool's a different kettle of fish. I mean, they are a world-class side, aren't they? You know, club level. We've got some fantastic players. Anfield's a hard play, a really difficult place to go. We all hate him, but he's a fantastic manager they've got also. It's a tough ask for us. However, I think that goes in our favour. I really do. I think that gets the hairs on the back of the neck with our players. Liverpool also, whenever they've played us, they've always got it at 110%. They like to beat us. I think we've got to be in the mindset where we'd like to beat them. We're due to kind of beat them at Anfield for certain. Fantastic kind of opportunity for us to go there and do it when no one expects it. I think it could happen. I really do.
I mean, look, it's 1987 since we last won there in the league, Billy. So,
yeah.
Of course, that was Mirandinha's goal, of course. He scored there. And I just remember him running up to the cop. Do you remember that, Billy, when he was doing this? The cop? Absolutely brilliant. But you know what? Who says we can't repeat that? Dylan says, thanks, Paul. Was good and thought I was going to play against Liverpool, but always another opportunity. Bruv says, 4-3 to Newcastle. How are the lads? Let's get behind our lads. I mean, wouldn't it be... I mean, look, it'll be sort of twitchy bum time, Billy, but if we were to win 4-3 this time, you know, and you know, we see on the commentary, Isak closing in, and then the music.
I've always wanted to get revenge for those two games, but it's never quite happened, has it, in that way? I know two different games in themselves, weren't they? I mean, we were awful in the second one for most of it, and managed to get ourselves level 3 apiece, and Warren Barton kicking water bottles and things around. And you know,
I think he was happy he scored that game, Billy.
Terrible for the first 50 minutes, though, weren't we?
Oh, absolutely. It was awful. It wasn't the same kind of game.
the game the year before, I thought we were fantastic for most of the game.
We didn't deserve to lose that. But again,
no, absolutely not.
We talk about back fours and things like that. If we'd had our back four now in that game, I think we would have won that, because you look at the goals we conceded, it was just terrible defending. It really was.
I don't know. I think Colin Moore coming in at the far post is kind of a mistake.
Well, that was John Barnes' vision, if anything, wasn't it? You know, he played that little 1-2 with Ian Rush, and then he looked up, and I mean, that's what John Barnes was seriously good at. I mean, he was getting on then, but he still had the vision to pick out Collymore with a pass like that. And brilliant. He just slammed it past Cernicek. Yeah, it was.
He was getting on then, but he still wasn't old enough to play for us, of course, because a couple of years later we signed him.
Indeed we did. But that was when we turned into a bit of an old people's home, wasn't it? With Rushy and Barnes and Stuart Pearce coming in and things like that. Samsonite Dove says, getting sassy with the missus again, Paul. I've got to admit, it wasn't the car door. Susan punched me in the night for snoring. I can't deny it anymore. I'm only joking. It was a car door. Phil says, we just need to be realistic. January might be a bit of a write-off, but I fully expect a couple of signings, B, our form to pick up from February, and C, a format that Eddie will use other than the press.
It's less important now. You know, we can use the press more because we haven't got as many games to play. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
The press only became redundant when we had three games a week. And we obviously couldn't keep it up. And despite that, you know, we just went low block or press with one or the other. At home, we kept pressing and it killed us in the away games.
Now, of course, don't forget that the game is live on TV. So what we normally say for that is, join me and Billy for this. It is Match Day Live. Me and Billy will be on air from 7:30 with all the team news and match build-up. And, of course, full commentary from 8 o'clock of the game itself. So if you're watching it on the TV, knock the commentary off, listen to me and Billy, and have a fantastic night with us with our Newcastle United commentary rather than the crap that the TV spouts out a bit lately. We love doing it, and it's brilliant. Tristan says, Chelsea are 1 point behind us now. If that doesn't show, we are not improving. Wow, do they have to go above us for things to change? We were 12 points clear of them when we beat them.
Yeah.
Look,
they've kind of improved a little bit as well, haven't they, Chelsea, to be fair to them. Pochettino's finally finding a little bit of substance in his side, and they were hanging on for dear life at the end today against Luton, but they've improved an awful lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 12 points is a hoodoo for us. Whenever we're 12 points ahead of anybody, you kind of start to worry. It's been an Achilles heel for many years as the 12 points, and we need to eradicate that to history. King Hoddle says, Salah will make mincemeat of Burn, I'm afraid. Well, yes, I want Livramento in, but what I will say to that, King Hoddle, is he hasn't in previous games. And we've sat here doing match previews and stuff like that, saying, I'm worried about Burn against Salah. But Salah's never really done it against Dan Burn.
He's never really gone up against him, though, has he? I mean, last season away, he played centre-half. You know, what someone else was going to say there, can't think what it was.
But what I'm saying is, Billy Burn...
This season, it was Nunes that did him, not Salah. Yeah.
Burn's come back from injury. He's not exactly played well against Nottingham Forest. His confidence is a little bit shot. Livramento is flying and has been flying since the day he came into the team for Dan Burn. So I think if he leaves Livramento out again, I think it's criminal, because Livramento is one of the better players in our squad. And nobody can deny that. He is up there, and he's going to be a superstar for Newcastle United. But to leave him out again, I think it would be criminal, Billy.
I think he finds it hard to drop him, doesn't he? But he's got the perfect excuse this time, because you can actually say to him, look, Dan, we're trying to get you right. Big game next Saturday. We're going to be playing in that game. Because I think we could do with a bit of a Geordie, kind of impetus in the side for the Sunderland game. I'd like to see Dan Burn playing against Sunderland. I think it'd be a massive plus for us against them. Yeah. But certainly not against Liverpool. Rest him tomorrow, getting back in for Saturday.
Apparently, says Tom, Alex McAllister has a brother called Kevin, and it's weird he wasn't in Home Alone, though. Very strange, dear me.
And his dad's called Gary, strangely as well.
He's not.
That's right, he's not.
Thank you. Steve says Bruno and Botman are the only two who would get into that Liverpool side. Well, listen, I'm not comparing who can get into what side. I just want us to turn up on Monday night and do it and win the game. Karius might have a nosebleed if he steps up at Anfield. I mean, where are you on the goalkeeper, Billy? Because I really want Karius to play in this game. And I think for many different reasons. Karius, for me, has a point to prove against Turkey Teeth. And it's a story in the making after what happened at Liverpool at the end of his spell at Liverpool. I think he'd be itching to play. I do not have any faith in Dubravka at the moment, Billy. And I don't think the defenders do either, to be fair.
No, I don't either. I think it's less important if we're playing a low block. I think if we're playing a high line defence, then yes, I'd have Karius in. And I think he'll kind of tell us how we're going to play and which goalkeeper he picks, if I'm perfectly honest.
Who would you go with? If you were manager now, Billy, who would you go with? Who would you think, right, I've got my faith in you, I'm starting you. I mean, I know obviously you're not privy to training sessions and things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obvious he hasn't got any faith in Karius because he only played him in one game and that's when he had to. That was against in the Carabao Cup. So it's pretty blatantly obvious he has no faith in Karius. So to bring him in for this is kind of a huge gamble. If he comes in and does really well, people are going to say, well, why haven't you played him before? I think Dubravka plays. I'd pick Karius personally, but I think Dubravka will play.
Yeah. I mean, it would just be a story in the making for Karius to come in, have an absolute world. He keep Liverpool out, get a clean sheet, and we sneak the game 1-0. It's in the stars, Billy. It's in the stars. Bald Geordie says, hi, TTR. Despite performance, which doesn't always win games, but goals do, we haven't scored enough goals or tested keepers enough. 2-5 is my prediction. But he's right. You know, we haven't scored enough goals lately. We haven't tested goalkeepers lately. That's what we need to change, Billy. We need to be more lethal in front of goal. We need to take more chances because and shoot more. You know, the times when we get to the edge of the box or we get to positions where we cross the ball, and we spoke about this many times, we don't convert these opportunities. We don't pull the trigger enough to test the goalkeepers.
And in the home game, we created lots and lots of chances, didn't we? But we'd just come up against a fantastic goalkeeper who kept virtually everything out. We had them on toast, didn't we? Let's be honest. Anthony Gordon certainly did. I think he's the key to all. If we can get him running at Alexander-Arnold, he'll have him on toast. Like he did at St. James, he should have been sent off, really. And, of course, Van Dijk, he got sent off himself. So and they're going to be wary of us, no doubt about it, because I think we can get at them. And especially with no recognised left-back in the side, we can attack them on both fronts. I wish Miggy was in a bit better form, and I wish he was, you know, but I think he has to play. I think he has to play.
Yeah, yeah. Chipper says Ian Rush's tash never moved in 30 years. well, actually, it did. He did shave it off for a period.
He did,
And it didn't, he looked weird. I think, I don't know whether that coincided with him going in a bit of a goal drought, Billy, and then he grew it back and suddenly started scoring again.
Probably.
I do remember him coming back from, was it Juventus? He had a stinking time over there and he came back.
Awful, yeah.
But he'd be renowned for his tash. James says the lads will have a rest, had a rest. That is all we needed. Liverpool away is a nightmare for anyone. The second half of the season will be kinder than the first. Lewis says if we could pick anyone or pick one for the right wing in January, who would you go for and why? Elise, Solly Marsh, or Mbeumo?
Well, it all costs a lot of money.
I mean, Mbeumo's stepped up since Ivan Toney's been out the side as well. So you're talking a lot of money.
Well, Mbeumo's
I like Solly Marsh, though, I have to say.
I like Solly Marsh, but I'd have the three I'd have at least say, but because of the arm and leg.
Yeah, yeah. I am looking forward to seeing Billy wearing the Klopp teeth. Well, he won't be able to commentate properly. And to be honest, it'll be like commentating with Tom Jones. Lewis, mate, if they haven't answered the first three times, they probably won't the fourth or fifth. It's very difficult to get to pick up questions. And I just picked that up before because I saw it. You know, that sometimes the chat is racing through. I can't read everything out, guys. You know, we've got over 600 watching tonight. The chat flies. And it's even if I put it on slow, it still goes past. So I can't read everything out. And if I did try and read everything out, we wouldn't have a show because we wouldn't be talking. I'd just be reading messages out. We got a super chat from Simon Muller. Thank you very much. Pedro Neto is a right winger, Billy.
That was a fantastic player. Yes, he'd be superb for us.
Yeah.
I think he's injured, though, isn't he, still? Has he recovered from his hamstring he pulled against us? Probably be back, Tom, to come back for him, I guess. But, yeah, it'd be great.
I wouldn't turn that down. And I think he'd want to come as well. If Newcastle stepped in for him, I think he's a fabulous player. Robert says, here's one for you. If Fraser came back, would you start him before Miggy? Absolutely not. Not a chance in hell. And I'll tell you why, because his attitude stinks and he doesn't deserve to get a start. So
he can't get a start for Southampton. So what would he start for Newcastle United?
Well, he's scoring goals for Southampton lately.
No, he's on the bench. He's been on the bench the last three or four games.
Yeah, he scored some goals, though, coming off the bench. Did you not see the one the other day?
Did he score the other day, did he?
Curled it in the top. It was a good goal, actually. But no, he's well gone. He's well gone. He's well gone. PD Proudlock is doing his football live show tonight. It's his 100th show as well. So he's got a few clips of Billy to show from previous shows. So go over there after this one. And if you want to have a laugh on this Saturday evening, PD Proudlock's channel, just look for PD Proudlock on YouTube. And head across. Yes, Billy?
I think it's about 15 short of 2K subs. So if you haven't subscribed to him, pop over after the show's finished. Give him a subscribe. You'll enjoy the show. Yep. Unfortunately, I can't be on it tonight, but apparently I'm in a few clips. So,
yeah,
good fun.
It is good fun. Tony Ross, thank you very much for gifting a Toon Review membership. And that's gone to John Costigan. So thank you very much, Tony, for that. King Hoddle says Ian Rush reportedly said that it didn't work at Juventus because it was like playing in a foreign country. I remember that. Yeah, that was hilarious. Hopefully after 3 months, I'll be out for the match. But like Newcastle, it's in the hands of the gods, says Alistair. Can I just clarify? I'm seeing Livernonians 2, Toon 5.
Livernonians. Yeah, the away side. You put the away side second. So, yeah, he's saying we'll win 5-2.
Oh, liver and onions. I couldn't stand liver. Oh,
God. Fantastic.
Oh, Billy, come on. I'd rather have pork. I don't do liver. I don't do liver at all. Barbara says that's the curse of being a very popular Newcastle creator. Too many messages. Well, look, the chat is for you guys to chat to each other as well. It's not just all about asking us things and stuff like that. So, you know, that's what the chat is there for. You can talk among yourselves as well as we do the show. But obviously, the best way to make you know, we say this at the start of every show. If you send a super chat in, you're guaranteed to get your comment read out as a bit of a thank you for sending a super chat in. So that's, you know. Kyle says Alanga for right wing ran us ragged and he's done the same against Man U tonight.
Can he play for us after he's already been at Man United and Forest this year?
Well, he could certainly be a target in the summer, I guess.
Yes, in the summer, definitely.
But I mean, look, he's had a couple of good games, hasn't he? I mean, he needs to be consistently at the level that he's shown in the last couple of games. And if he does, then yes.
All out for Gibbs White, because I think if we were to sign him, that would be a better signing for us than what Maddison would have been last season.
Yeah.
Really, he's that good. He's outstanding.
Yeah. Dylan says Chris Wood won't score again for the rest of the season. He pulled a worldie and now he'll do shite all.
They've got players again, yeah. Don't forget.
Yes, we still need to go there. Right. What is your lineup for Monday night then, Billy? Come on, what would you like to see on that pitch?
This is a mix of what I'd like to see and what I think he'll pick. I think it'll be Dubravka in goal, Trippier, Cher, Botman, Livermento, Bruno, Longstaff, Joe Linton, Almiron, Isak and Gordon.
Oh, I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, I'm going to put my neck on the line and see he changes goalkeeper on Monday. I could see him starting Karius. I know that's a bit bonkers, but I feel in a bit of a bonkers mood tonight. 12 Man Toon, thank you for your super chat. He says, sometimes I send a super chat because I just want to be noticed. Only joking. Happy to support the lads and this fantastic channel. Cheers, buddy. I'm going with... Oh, sorry. No, he'll play Dubravka, won't he? What am I talking about? Get a grip, Paul. Right back, Trippier. I want to see Livermento left back. And of course, Botman and Cher in the middle. Midfield, I think you're right, Billy. I think you'll go with Longstaff ahead of Miley. And obviously Joe Linton and Bruno, they need to have big, big games for me. And a front three, do you know what? I'm not sure he goes with Miggy this time. I think he may go Gordon on the right, Isak left, and Wilson through the middle. Now, I don't know whether that's my head or my heart, but that's what I'm going for. But now the big one, Billy.
That leaves us a bit weak going like with Alexander Arnold, though, doesn't it? And Salah awesome. Both going up against Livermento.
Well, yeah, but you know, you could put Joe Linton left midfield, and Joe Linton could cover. I do see that, but I just think Miggy needs to be taken out and given a break from it all. You know, as much as we criticise him, he's played a lot of football as well.
He's had a week off. He'll be fine.
Well, he has. Baz Down Under says it's definitely bonkers, Paul. It will be the team of old. I hope not. But then again, the team of old, fully fit, you know, you just don't know, do you? Right, get your score predictions into the chat, guys. I'm very interested to see what you guys think the score will be on Monday night. So start putting them in the chat. Billy, what are you going for?
Well, the last prediction I made was Luton away, and I was right, and I hated being right. I don't like predicting us to lose, so I'm not going to do it tomorrow for Monday's game. So it'll be a hard game. It's going to be a counter-attack game for us. I think our pace will win us the game, and I think we'll win 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah.
And who's going to score?
Isak and Gordon.
Interesting. Samsonite Dove, thank you for your super chat. He says, are any of the old guard loanees you'd take back in the squad? Hayden Fraser, Lewis Hendrick, or Vilka? No. I think they've all had the time, including Isak Hayden. I think, you know, I don't think he's up to it now either. We need to get rid of them. It's as simple as that. We need, you know, I don't think any of them are going to make it now. I think we need to get them out the door, Billy, if we're being truthful.
Well, I think we could have used Hayden this year. I really do.
Maybe during the injury crisis, I agree, we could have used him, but I think it's too late now.
Past it now, yeah.
Yeah. Kyle's gone 2-0 Liverpool. Dylan's gone 2-1 Newcastle. Kobe's very optimistic with 5-0 to Newcastle. Jackie's gone 4-3 Newcastle. Adam, 3-2 to the tune. Nathan, 3-2 Newcastle in a classic. King Hoddle said, I was worried when he said Miggy should be taken out. Not that way. Poker says 0-0. Sydney's going for a 2-0 Liverpool win. Rabbiton on and Neil are going for 1-1s. Matt, 2-1 to Newcastle. Barry the B, 3-1 Liverpool. Paul Murray, 3-1 Liverpool. Julie J, 12-0 Liverpool. Julie! Eric Little says 3-0, but he doesn't say who that's to. Cider Eater's going 1-0 to the tune. Foxy, Liverpool 5 or 6-1 if it's the same formation. Ruffy at Benissian, 2-1 to Newcastle. Niall's going 1-1. Creative JB's going 3-1 Liverpool. Ian Fleming says 3-0 Liverpool. I Like Coffee says 4-0 Newcastle. There will be fireworks for New Year's and we'll be the ones partying. Marks is 5-0 to Liverpool if Dubravka plays. Ronald's going 2-1 Newcastle. Mighty Mag 2-2. Paul Sprague 3-1 Liverpool. There's some very, very different scores from everybody in there at the minute. But I'm Julie, gee, I'm astounded. I mean, she's fearing the worst. And certainly hoping for the best with that. I'm going to go 2-2. I do think we'll get something out of the game. I think we've got a lot to answer for. You know, the last two games, Luton and Forest have been absolutely rotten to the core. We didn't play well at Chelsea either in the Carabao, let's be honest. And I think they've got a point to prove. And I think now they've had a bit of time off. They've had a few training sessions together. I think we can go to Anfield and get something. I really do. I'm confident. And I'm going to keep that confidence. Graham Ritchie, who's been a member for 23 months, says, Eddie must rest, Miggy. Can't say I'm looking forward to the game, but you never know. Happy New Year to you all and to you, Graham. By the way, just to let you know, we will be doing a New Year special when we'll be looking back at 2023. We'll do some awards as well. We'll look back and see who was the player of 2023, the most disappointing, best result, best performance. We'll do all that, and we'll do that probably maybe it's Wednesday night next week. because we'll be doing the, obviously the review on Tuesday. So Wednesday, we may do a look back of 2023, which should be a good show because there's a lot to look back on of 2023. That's a certainty, which should be interesting to everybody. But there you are, guys. That is it for tonight. We are back, as I say, New Year's Day. Also New Year's night with this Match Day Live. Me and Billy will be live from 7:30 with full build-up and team news for the game, followed by full play-by-play commentary of the match. If you're watching it on the telly, knock the sound off, listen to me and Billy, and hopefully we'll celebrate getting something at Anfield. But thank you for tonight. Dylan's just thrown in a super chat there. Billy, karaoke for New Year's special. Pretty please. you'll have to wait and see. You'll have to wait and see. But thank you for all your super chats, memberships, etc. Thank you, mods. Thank you to Billy. Thank you to you guys. You've been amazing this year. And without you, we wouldn't be the channel that we are. Have a great, great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then we'll see you on New Year's night as we go against Liverpool. But thank you very much for watching. Have a cracking weekend, guys. Take care.
Get out to PD Proudlocks, whether that's nusses. Come back and check out some green.